started about 3 years ago, and we've done 4 cleanups now. And really the reason is, you know, our sport is water-based. You know, because of that, we have a real love for nature, love for the environment. And we feel, I suppose, a responsibility to look after it. You know, we all believe in leave no trace. And, you know, it's a culture we try to very much foster within the club as well, that this is, you know, our waterways in Sligo are beautiful and we really be responsible to look after them.
What kind of items were taken from the water this year, Enda?
To be honest, a scary amount of items. We get everything this year from, you know, with the shopping trolley. We had traffic cones. We've a lot of bollards. There's also a huge amount of vapes. It's a scary amount of vapes that are thrown in there. We've a lot of, you know, bottles, pint glasses, mobile phones, fishing line. There's a really wide variety. You know, we've even pulled out microwaves and weights and things like that in the past as well.
And how did this clean up this year fare compared to other years? Has there been more rubbish in the water this year or less compared to the other years that you've done it?
Yeah, it's kind of subjective, but I think most people felt it was slightly better this year, but there was a lot of new items thrown in. So all of the bollards, the traffic cones, the tyres, all of that stuff was new for this year. We always clean under the footbridge, you know, beside the Garavogue there, and there was not a lot of vapes thrown in that were, they were all new, clearly, you know, they weren't there last year. But on the whole, slight improvement, but still a lot of fresh items being thrown in all the time, which is kind of disappointing.